2 EC, nearly 60 young men whose dreams to make it onto an AFL list came true on Wednesday night at the AFL National Draft. One of those young men played junior footy with the Pambula Panthers and the Marimbula Diggers, and we've got him on the line now. It is Samson Ryan. G'day, Samson.
G'day, how are you?
Very well, thanks, mate. Your name was called out at pick 40 in the AFL Draft. You were the first pick by the reigning back-to-back premiers, Richmond. How are you feeling about that?
Absolutely over the moon, mate. It's a dream come true, supporting the Tigers as a kid, and yeah, absolutely dream come true. Still can't believe it. Still pinch myself.
So not only did you get drafted to the club that you support, but I also heard it was your birthday as well?
It was my birthday. Sort of all the stars aligned. So it was probably the best day ever, in all honesty.
It's going to be hard to top that one.
Yeah, absolutely, mate, absolutely.
So, Samson, tell us about your footy journey, starting with your junior footy down here on the far south coast.
As a junior, I played for Pambula Panthers, so I was there till about under 12s, under 14s, and did all my Auskick there as well, had made some really good mates who I still talk to today, and then I think I had 1 or 2 years off footy there just to have a break, and then I went across to the Marimbula Diggers where we won a premiership as an under-16s team and played the senior footy there as well. And then I got an opportunity to come up to Toowoomba Grammar up here in Queensland to play a bit of cricket. So I took that opportunity, and from there I fell in love with footy again, and I was able to join the Brisbane Lions Academy, do a trial with them, and from that I was able to play with them for a couple of years. I was able to play with Redlands Footy Club in Neafle, and then this year I was able to play a full senior year with Sherwood Football Club in the Quaffle, which was quite a good competition this year, with the Northern Eastern competition falling apart. All the players sort of came back to this one Queensland-based competition. So it was a really good stepping stone, and it made for a great year of footy.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's probably been one of the hardest years to get drafted due to the COVID restrictions. I know you were meant to play NEAFL footy again this year, but it didn't go ahead, as you mentioned. Tell us about the impact that COVID had on you chasing your AFL dream.
Absolutely. It was quite tough, obviously, early on. It all happened really quickly. We went from playing a scratch match against Sydney Swans in a couple of days to not coming back to the footy club for 8 weeks. So I actually relocated back to Marimbula with my grandparents, who have been amazing on my journey and have supported me so much. They took me in for about 4 or 5 weeks there and did lots of time at the Berrimble Footy Oval, running around that oval. It took its toll, and then once we realised that COVID was here to stay for a bit, I relocated up to Queensland to be with my family, mum and dad, and again, they supported me amazingly. So went up here and again run way too many laps around the footy oval, and then got back involved with Sherwood Footy Club, who were amazing and able to just take me on with only a couple of weeks to go to the season started. So it was quite tough, but in the end it all worked out.
As you mentioned, you're in Queensland at the moment. When will you get down to Punt Road, and what's the plan from here?
So I'm flying down tomorrow, Saturday, and then I'll be down there for a week. So looking around the club, obviously getting all the doctor sort of things done, a few more COVID tests, which isn't too fun at all, and then so I'll be down there for a week and then come back up here for Christmas with the family, and then back into the full swing of it early January, which I can't wait for. It's going to be amazing.
And being a Richmond supporter, who's the player that you're most looking forward to meeting and having a chat to, and who's the player that you're most looking forward to playing alongside?
I think it's going to be the same for pretty much everyone. Being able to meet the big man, Dustin Martin, in person, it's going to be an amazing experience. I'm still pinching myself that I'm actually going to meet him, let alone train alongside him and hopefully play with him one day. I spoke to the coach, Damien Hardwick, and the captain, Trent Cotchin, yesterday, and I was trying to hold myself back from being a little fanboy there for a second. It was just that amazing experience, and it's still pinching myself. Can't believe it's actually happening.
They've been the best side in the comp for 3 out of the last 4 years. I imagine it's going to be a tough team to crack into. How are you feeling about that?
It's just another challenge in the road. It's going to be amazing working with some of the best in the business. So their ruckman at the moment, Toby Nankervis, who at this year in his final series was absolutely instrumental. He dragged them over the line in several games, and so it'll be amazing working with people like him. And I think he's just going to be able to develop my skills, and hopefully I'll get an opportunity. If things fall my way, I'll get an opportunity to play with him or for the senior team. It's just going to be an amazing experience.
Samson, you are a big fella. How important do you think the ruckman is in the modern game?
I think it's becoming more and more important. Obviously, getting first use to your midfielders is extremely important, especially with the new rules that continue to come in place, such as the 666. getting that centre clearance and getting your forwards to have a one-on-one opportunity is priceless. Can't be just tall things that stand in the middle of the ground and tap the ball down. We've got to become like fourth midfielders and be able to get the ball around the ground and be able to take big contested marks. So it's becoming more and tougher and tougher, but I'm loving the challenge.
And Samson, is there anything else you'd like to add or any message you'd like to send to those listening down here on the South Coast?
I just want to thank Pamela Footy Club and Remula Footy Club for my junior days. It's obviously, I wouldn't have gotten to where I've gone today without you guys, and I can't thank you enough, obviously. And then probably the other people down there, my family, obviously my grandparents, I can't thank you enough. I'm not sure they'll hear this, but they have been instrumental in my journey. They've supported me all the way, and I can't thank them enough. And obviously everyone else, I'll miss so much family down there, but thank you so much. Thank you for your support over the past couple of days, and I'll see you soon.
Samson, we do play the South Coast Greatest Hits. I'm pretty sure your grandparents will be listening. Look, congratulations again, and thanks for joining us.
Awesome, thank you.
Pick number 40 in the AFL National Draft. He played junior footy down here on the far South Coast with Pambula and Marimbula, but is now a proud Richmond Tiger, and we wish him all the best. Samson Ryan on 2EC.